سورة الدخان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. حميم. By the clear book, we sent it down on a blessed night. If you think about it, the month was blessed, the city was blessed, the prophet was blessed, the angel who brought it was blessed, the ummah was blessed. What does Allah say of us? Kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of nations. So it was the best of months, the month of Ramadan, the best of cities, the city of Makkah, the best of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the leader of the prophets, the best of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, the best of the ummahs, the Muslim ummah, from the most blessed being, Nurus Samawati Walad. Why did we send this book down? Inna kunna mundirin. We were warners, trying to warn people. Therein is decreed every matter of ordainment. As a command from us, indeed we are ever sending the messengers, Rahmatan min Rabbik, as a mercy from your Lord. We perceive this Quran as a burden. People say, don't tell me if I know I have to act upon it. Allah says, why do you elude this mercy? Why do you run away from it? It's a mercy from your Lord. Indeed, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, if you but have yaqeen. Not iman. Even iman isn't enough here. You need yaqeen to truly change yourself. None has the right to be worshipped but He. It is He who gives life and causes death. Your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّ يَلْعَبُونَ. They are in doubt, playing about, in doubt, questioning, doubting. We don't have proof of the Quran. We don't have proof that Allah exists. We don't have proof that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith are authentic. Yal'aboon, just playing. That's all their lives are in Allah's eyes. Their great failures and their great successes and their great tragedies and victories in Allah's eyes, it's just like a child's play. Allah says scornfully, they're just in doubt. And so they're just busy playing. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Then wait for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke covering the people. This is a painful torment. And they will say, O our Lord, remove the torment from us. Truly we shall become believers. How can there be for them an admonition when a messenger explaining things clearly has already come to them? Now this smoke sounds ominously familiar. And it sounds like an atomic bomb's result. And they will call out, O our Lord, remove the torment from us. Truly we shall believe. How can there be for them an admonition when a messenger explaining things clearly has already come to them? How can they be such hypocrites and pretend that now they'll believe when they knew all the facts before this? Then they had turned away from him and said, he is one taught, a madman. Oh, the Prophet ﷺ is backward and the Quran is backward and Islam doesn't make sense and it's not for this day and age. Now, Azubillah. Indeed, we shall remove the torment for a while. Then you will revert to disbelief. Allah says, why should I remove the torment? Because if I were to remove the torment, you'd go back to your old ways. On the day when we shall seize you with the greatest seizure, indeed, inna muntaqimun, we will take revenge. And indeed we tried before them, the people of Fir'aun, when there came to them a noble messenger, saying, deliver to me the slaves of Allah. Indeed I am to you a messenger worthy of trust. And do not exalt yourselves against Allah. Truly I have come to you with a clear authority. And truly I seek refuge with my Lord and your Lord, lest you should stone me. But if you do not believe me, then keep away from me. But they were aggressive, so he called upon his Lord, saying, these are indeed the people who are criminals. Allah said, depart you with my slaves by night. Surely you will be pursued. And keep the sea as it is. Indeed they are a host that will be drowned. How many of gardens and springs they left behind, and green crops and beautiful places, and comforts of life wherein they used to take delight. Kadhalik, thus, as simple as that, one command from Allah and everything was gone. And we made other people inherit them. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The heavens and the earth did not weep for them. When someone good dies, we all grieve. Remember when Hakim Said died and people who didn't even know him grieved. Why? Because it was someone good, someone who had served mankind. Allah says when evil people die, no one cares, no one weeps for them. Nor were they given a respite. And indeed we saved the children of Israel from the humiliating torment, from Fir'aun. Indeed he was arrogant and was of those who transgressed. And we chose them above the worlds with knowledge, and we granted them signs in which there was a plain trial. Indeed these people are saying, there is nothing but our first death, and we shall not be resurrected. Then bring back our forefathers, if you speak the truth. Are they better? Or the people of Tubba and those before them? And Tubba was the Yemeni king's title. We destroyed them because they were criminals. وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them for mere play. Is that what we think, that we've come in this world to get married and have our jobs and raise our children and attend their weddings and that's it? Is that how superficial our judgment is? Allah says, we did not create them إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Except with truth, there's a purpose to this life. There's a deeper meaning behind this existence. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them just don't have knowledge of this. إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Indeed, the day of judgment is the time appointed for all of them. For those who believed in the day of judgment, who prepared for it, and for those who ignored it. The day when a near relative cannot help a near relative in anything, and no help can they receive. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Except him on whom Allah has mercy. Indeed, he is the Almighty, the Most Merciful. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ. Indeed, the tree of Zakum will be the food of the sinners. Like boiling oil, it will boil in the bellies. Like the boiling of scalding water. It will be said, seize him and drag him into the midst of blazing fire. Then pour over his head the torment of boiling water. Zuk, taste. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Indeed, you were the mighty, the generous. Now here Allah says that pour it over his head. Why over his head? See, the head is where our brain is. And our brain is what tells us to obey Allah or disobey Allah. And sometimes our brain can be teaching us to disobey Allah and to become arrogant. What's so beautiful about sajda? That when we go into sajda, we place this intellect before Allah. Aslamtu wajhiya lillah. That I surrender my being, my core before you, O Allah. So Allah says that the torment will be poured over his head. Why? To humiliate him. Because this head of his, which used to speak nothing but evil, see nothing but evil, hear nothing but evil, will be requited with nothing but evil. And he will be told, taste you this. Indeed, you were the mighty. You were the generous. إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ. This is that whereof you used to doubt. All your eloquent arguments, your rationalist arguments, against Allah, against the Quran. This is what lies in store for such people. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينَ. Indeed, the Allah conscious will be in a place of peace. فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. In gardens and springs, dressed in fine silk and also in thick silk, facing each other. Thus it will be, and we shall marry them to fair females with wide lovely eyes. They will call therein for every kind of fruit in peace and security. لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. They will never taste death except the first death, the death which they've already died. ووقعهم عذاب الجحيم. And he will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. فضلا من ربك, as a bounty from your Lord. ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. That will be the supreme success. We learn from the Prophet ﷺ that nobody can enter Jannah except by the mercy of Allah. See, we think we've done so many good deeds, oh, this deed will take me straight to Jannah. Nobody's good deeds will be enough to take them to Jannah. We all need Allah's mercy. And that's why we pray, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Not that we complacently think of all the good deeds we've done. No, Allah, only you can save us from the fire. Only you can admit us into Jannah. فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ. This is a grace from your Lord. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the awesome success. This is the victory you should be focusing on. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Certainly we have made this Quran easy in your tongue. Perhaps that they may take heed. فَارْتَقِبْ. إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَقِبُونَ. So wait, because they too are waiting.